It's Thursday, February 21st, AD 2019. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last week, Pastor U Thartoon in Rakhine State, Myanmar, was kidnapped by members of the Arakan Army, a Buddhist rebel group, reports International Christian Concern. This comes in the midst of fighting between the rebel group and the Burmese army in the region. The World View spoke to Pastor Mark Robinette, founder of Mission to Myanmar, who just returned from ministering in the country.
We were just in Rakhine State a day or two before Pastor U Thartoon was taken. And we were still reeling from hearing about the other pastor who was killed and yet another who was beaten. Christian persecution is very real, very alive and well in the country of Myanmar. And there in Rakhine State, where the fighting between the AA Army, the Arakan Army, and the Myanmar Army, it's a very dangerous place. So my guy in the country there, he recently was there preaching the gospel and was able to bring 3 children home who were orphaned in a storm a few years ago and had been living on their own. And so he is connected to these people, and we continue to pray for them. Pastor Nang Tong, he's part of the Christian Liberties Commission. He's a representative, and he continues to work with the vice president of the country and others in leadership to make the way for free and open commerce between Christians and those that are doing work in that country. So please keep praying for them and pray for us as we try to support them in their work.
2 Timothy 3:12 says, "All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." The Chinese have invested billions of dollars in African economies and infrastructure, reaching an all-time high in recent years, according to the China-Africa Research Initiative. With hundreds of thousands of Chinese workers in Africa, many of them are hearing the gospel through African evangelical Christians and bringing their new faith back to China, reports Unheard. Despite terrible persecution, Christianity in China continues to grow from within, but also from without, as these new converts from Africa return home. Psalm 22:27 through 28 says, "All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you, for the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations." On Monday, hundreds of people in New Mexico gathered at the Capitol for a pro-life lobby day and a pro-life prayer vigil, reports New Mexico Alliance for Life. The pro-lifers also stood against 2 radical anti-life bills, HB 51, abortion up to birth, and an assisted suicide bill, HB 90. The assisted suicide bill headed to the House floor for a vote yesterday, and the abortion bill was passed there already on Wednesday. You can sign the petition against the radical abortion bill organized by the New Mexico Alliance for Life, linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Proverbs 24:11 says, "Deliver those who are drawn toward death, and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter." Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled unanimously to restrict the powers of states and cities to levy fines and seize property, the first time the court has applied the Constitution's ban on excessive fines to the state level, reports Fox News. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg returned to the court for the first time in nearly 2 months after having surgery for lung cancer to write the majority opinion in the case. The percentage of American students being homeschooled has nearly doubled between 1999 and 2016, from 1.7% to 3.3%, according to the National Center for Education Statistics. Stephen Craig Policastro, founder of the International Association for Creation, told the Christian Post that state-sponsored resistance to homeschooling has shifted from attempts to ban homeschooling to extremely oppressive regulations. One regulation proposal in Iowa, House File 272, introduced earlier this month, would require school districts to conduct health and safety visits for homeschooled children. And finally, 14-year-old Jackson Oswalt of Memphis became the youngest person in America to achieve nuclear fusion last month, reports Fox News. Oswalt began the reactor project at 12 when he decided he did not want to spend his leisure time playing video games. With $8,000 of financial support from his parents, Oswalt collected parts, mostly from eBay, converting an old playroom in their house to a functional laboratory to assemble the reactor after consulting open-source databases on the internet. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, February 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus, and since it's my son Valor's 4th birthday today, he'll close out the newscast. Take it away, Valor.
Save the day for Jesus Christ.